Now, in order to ignore the clear teaching of Jesus Christ in Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21 about the timing of when the rapture will take place, those who believe in a pre-tribulation rapture have to twist the meaning of the word elect. Because, of course, the Bible talks about in those passages a trumpet sounding, Jesus Christ coming in the clouds and gathering together the elect from the uttermost part of earth to the uttermost part of heaven. And in order to say, well, that's not the rapture, they have to come up with a different definition for the word elect. Because if you look up every single time the word elect is used in the New Testament, it is always referring to believers. And sometimes it is even specifically referring to believers that are Gentiles. Let me give you some great examples of how the word elect is used. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 11, the Bible reads, "Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering." So there Paul is speaking to the Colossians, who are Gentiles, and telling them to put on, as the elect of God, this, that, and the other. And so he is calling the Colossians the elect. But not only that, he said in the verse before that there is neither Greek nor Jew in Christ. There is neither circumcision nor uncircumcision. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, this and that. Now, whenever you see a therefore in the Bible, I heard one person say it, that when you see a therefore, you need to see what it's there for. Whenever you see a therefore, it's referring you to something else that's already been said. So he starts out by saying in verse number 11, there is neither Greek nor Jew. There is neither circumcision nor uncircumcision in Christ. So therefore, you, Colossians, can put on these things as the elect of God. Another great example is in Romans 11, 7, where the Bible says, "What then? Israel has not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded." Well, if Israel and the elect were the same thing, that wouldn't make any sense, because he says that Israel has not obtained it, the election has obtained it. So those are obviously two different things. He said specifically to the Thessalonians. And of course, the book of 1 Thessalonians is a great book on Bible prophecy and about the rapture and the tribulation. He says to them, "Knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God." So he says that the Thessalonians are elect. He says that the Colossians are elect. Romans 8 is very clear that those who've been justified by the blood of Jesus Christ are elect. Elect means the saved. And so if we then go back to Matthew 24 with our proper definition, we see that Jesus Christ is coming in the clouds, a trumpet is sounding, and he's gathering the saved. Same thing in Mark 13. Same thing in Luke 21. How do you ignore that? How do you explain that away? You can't unless you change the meaning of the word elect. And that's why I would encourage you to look up every single time the word elect is used in the New Testament. It's very consistent. The elect are believers. The elect are the saved, whether they be Jew or Gentile. Read Colossians 3:11 and 12.